Yo, 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 holla.
What's up, what's up? Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year. Guess who's back? Back again. Woo!
So, I think the last time we recorded was probably before Christmas. So, how was Christmas? How was the New Year? How did it all go?
Everything was good, man. Everything was good. Yeah, I think we were talking some Christmas Jeopardy trivia, I think, right on our last show before he had some good analysis. But holidays were good. You know, they sped by way too fast like they always do. How was everything for you guys? Hanukkah, I know you guys obviously celebrate Christmas as well. Everything was good?
Everything was good. You know, we hosted some of Hoshley's family here. Honestly, like, I had 5 days off between the week before Christmas and like the week after New Year's. I had like I worked on Christmas Day, I worked on New Year's, luckily I had New Year's Eve off. But
damn.
I mean it was just busy. Like I felt bad because like I left every morning at like 7:30. I didn't get home till like 5:30 or 6 every night, and we had people over and cooking and some kids, and it was a lot. But all in all, everything's good.
That's good, man. It's good to hear. We did have, I forgot to mention, we did have a little minor COVID situation with my brother's mother-in-law, but everybody ended up being all right, so it was all good. Still a good Christmas overall.
That's good. I appreciate you being flexible. A peek behind the curtain, we were supposed to record a week ago, but I was still in the hospital till 7:15 or so, and I was like, I can't do this. It's been too much of a day. Ain't gonna happen. I would not be nearly as entertaining as I normally am.
He was taking care of sick patients, folks. He was being a hero.
Hero?
Good to be back, but sad to be back in some ways, some people. But good, always good to be back, though. Always good to be back.
I hear
sad for the outcome of our championship.
I know. I'm about to invite the first time champion on. Do you have anything you want to say before I send the invite to him? The floor is yours right now.
I mean, there's not much to say. I mean, hey, it was, you know, I mean, for our team, it was a hell of a year. We put together a hell of a roster. The CeeDee Lamb trade put us over the top, I think, to get to the finals in the first place. But, yeah, you know, we had a deep team, but I feel like my best players let me down when I needed them most. Rashad White had a shit game. And just like, you know, fucking all of a sudden the Buffalo Bills decide not to give Jared Cook the ball, even though he was hot as fuck. So it was disappointing, but Jeff's team did light it up. He scored a very good amount of points, and he deserved to win. He was the best team all year. So kudos to Jeff. I mean, you know, there's really not much more to say than that. But, you know, if we were to go at it, the tough part for me, which we'll talk about, I won't talk too much, but was that going into Sunday, I was favored to win, and I thought for sure that I had a pretty good chance, and my team kind of went to bed on Sunday. So,
well, you can't be the champion if you don't know. Cook, you know, you had James Cook on your team, okay? So that's number one. Number two, remember when you were like, oh, CeeDee Lamb, he had a number one. That guy fucking saved your season, buddy. And I told you that. I told you he was number one for a while.
I know, I take it back. I take it back. CeeDee Lamb is the best receiver in the league right now.
I do feel bad for you. Your team did shit the bed when it mattered most, but I think we've all been there. I'm gonna invite the champion so we can gloat and do all that fun stuff that he wants to do, and he'll hopefully join us shortly. But I feel you, man. Some of your players just let it down, and then you know what? Like, you'd much rather at least lose by a lot than lose by a little. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, in one of my other leagues, like, I made a lineup decision, and I switched it out, and it ended up costing me the matchup because I lost by a few points. And that hurts, you know? So take the bigger loss and, you know, chalk it up to Bad luck.
The tough part for me was I was in the finals in two leagues in my other league as well, my sober league, and I played against CeeDee Lamb in that league. So it was kind of like, I got double fucked. Yeah, he didn't get me to win in our league, and he killed me in my other league. So, hey, 2 second places, though, it's not bad. You know, a little bridesman action for me this year. We'll take it.
That hurts, though. That really sucks to, like, have him and not win and then go against him and not win.
Yeah.
Dude, this is how intense my matchup that I lost in my other league. I had Amari Cooper in the divisional or in the semifinals when he scored 54 points. And I still lost.
Wow. That's cool. Sorry, that's brutal.
Because he had Puka and he had Breece Hall. And it's just – and we had played with, like, three flex positions there, no super flex.
Was that the week Breece Hall had, like, 1,000 receptions on Thursday night?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I think I played against Breece Hall that week, I'm pretty sure, too. But, yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Bad luck, man. Bad luck. Sometimes you can't beat bad luck as skilled as you might want to try to be. So,
I mean,
it was a good bounce back here. You know, I haven't been in the playoffs in a while, so it was a good bounce back here.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You take them some prize money. But just going back to it, like, you know, that's why it's the fun and the heartache that this game that we play is. Because you know what? Like, you know, you could do all the analysis. You can make all the right decisions. But at the end of the day, it's fucking luck, you know? Like, you do your best to set yourself up for success, but you're playing on stats on people who are playing a real-life game, you know? Crazy shit happens.
Yeah, it's true. And you gotta give Jeff some credit. I mean, he had Jacksonville's defense kind of ready, waiting in the wings. That was a huge play. I mean, Carolina couldn't score a fucking point at the end of the season against anybody. And, I mean, he just kind of pushed the right buttons. And even though, I mean, of all things, when McCaffrey went out with an injury, you kind of thought that would have given me a shot. Even with that, his team still fucking rocked it.
I know. I mean, we were giving Ross – I mean, me in particular, I was giving Ross at a hard time all, like, from the draft day to, you know, through three-fourths of the season. And then, you know, you got to give respect where it's due, you know. He managed well, which he has a history of never managing well at all. Made some great pickups, made some right decisions on who to keep, who not to keep. And, yeah, he had Christian McCaffrey, which I guarantee anyone who has Christian McCaffrey on their team this year is in the playoffs, if not the championship round. He's just that dominant this season. But like you said, he got hurt, and he still put up solid points. And I think I made this comment before or whatever, or whether it was on the pod or on the thing, but, you know, I knew I was going to be in the playoffs up for a while, whatever. And so I strategically picked up defenses for every single week. And this fucking jabroni just picks them up like the night before they play. Two out of the 3 weeks, he had defenses that went for like 20 plus points, just picking them off the waiver wire.
Yeah. JR's year. He almost won Guillotine as well.
What a fucking crazy, crazy game we play. Oh, man. Maybe he fell asleep. Or maybe he's out. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to join us. It might just be you and me, buddy.
Our 2023 champion, doesn't have a lot to say. So, yeah, I mean, just to give a little more analysis on the matchup, you know, obviously it was just a quick recap, everybody, in case everybody forgot. It was got off to a hell of a start on Saturday night. CeeDee Lamb obviously went off for his best game of the season, made everybody think that things were going to go well. Jeff even – do I see here, JR?
No.
Oh, no. And Jeff? Ladies and gentlemen, you're 2023 champion.
Wow. Hello. Hello, you guys there?
He is.
Thanks for the theme music. I appreciate it.
The dogs are even going nuts.
That's really funny, because you know what? Like, I honestly was going to sing that song for you, but you played it. Well done. Well played. I expect nothing less. Nothing less.
I like the walk-up music. It was a nice touch, guys. Thank you for thinking of it.
What's up? Hey, for first time talking to you live as a champion. Pretty amazing. How does it feel?
Feels great. You know, not many other feelings in the world quite like this.
Where does this rank? Where does this rank in top moments of your life? Does it make the top five?
I mean, you know, it's probably. Probably number one, I'd say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, probably
dude,
number
you
one.
Must still, you must you gotta be on cloud nine. Like, you must be just like, you know, staring yourself at the mirror being like, yeah, I'm the man. I'm the man. Like, for hours.
I really haven't done much of that. But, yeah, but, you know, number one. Number one on the list, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it would have been better if I, you know, received a little bit more competition in the playoffs there, Kirkpatrick. But you know, what are you gonna do? You know, wait, just gotta breeze through the competition.
Is that a dig on me or is it a dig on Costa? Like, who are you digging at?
Well, I guess both of you guys are here. Yeah, you guys both put up goose eggs, man. Jesus, wow.
And don't get cocky. As I recall, with our match, we were just analyzing the matchup as you came into the show. We're talking about how Saturday night started and CeeDee Lamb got off to a hot start. And I remember, I recall exactly. There it is. I recall, just so everybody knows, Jeff did use the jinx. He did use the jinx during this process to his advantage. Just everybody, there was a group me text saying, oh, I guess there's always next year. And as soon as he said that, all of a sudden, Amon Ra gets a touchdown in the last drive and fucking, Laporta gets seven catches, and then obviously we all know what happened on Sunday. So
the jinx.
There. I'm just gonna say that.
The jinx. Hey, you started it with you jinxed yourself first.
It's true. It is true. But it was a good. It was a much earned win. Yeah, my team did lay. What's what we were saying? My team did lay a goose egg, but your team put up about 170. So no matter how well anybody's team performed, 170 is tough to achieve, buddy. So congratulations.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure to be on this podcast. I told Christina I had a big recording tonight, and when I told her what I was doing, she just gave me a look, and I asked her if she wanted to come down and join the production, and she did not. So I'm down here in the basement by myself, but I'm very excited to be here.
That's the look I get every time we record this podcast.
Yeah, the look.
Speaking of Jinx, did you guys ever watch that show, The Jinx, on the HBO miniseries?
No.
No.
But it's a real life story. I forgot his name. This guy, he's like a creepy old guy, and he had killed two people, and he was interviewing about. Never mind. People. On the
I know bottom. What you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. He's like a rich guy or something, right? Did he ever win fantasy football though? That's the question.
I don't think he plays. He doesn't look like a guy who really understands technology at this point. So I don't even know if he knows what football is.
Wait a second, is Plockett here? It says he's the host on this app.
No, that's me because I'm using so.
Lottery.
The account the podcast goes under is Plockett's account. So I'm logged into the app that you're using.
And this the other user is Costa. Can I read off Costa's username?
Yeah, go for it.
TH103X8CBOJVFCYZIXN1ESYNK.
I think that's what Elon's gonna call his next baby, actually.
I mean, Costa, how fucking stoned were you when you made your account?
I didn't. First of all, I think they automatically assigned that to me. I never even made a username or anything for it. So.
Hey,
anyway,
you can't do this podcast without having a little THC action. Otherwise, it's pretty fucking boring.
Are you drinking some Sam Adams there, buddy?
No. Today I'm doing a bourbon in honor of you, actually.
Not even
a scotch. It's an actual bourbon.
Cherry?
I'm gonna tell you.
How are the cherry?
Have you ever had barrel walking stick?
I don't think so.
Oh,
maybe.
Well, it's delicious. A friend of mine out here in Tejas introduced it to me, and it's delicious.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. I'll have to pick it up at the local Benny's.
See what you can do.
Did you guys already do the trivia? Did I miss that?
I wasn't doing trivia today. We were just shooting the shit, catching up on the holidays.
Got it. Okay.
Hey, cool. Fun fact. Rossett, with you winning the championship, I think every single original member from the first season of this league has won a championship now.
Wow.
Did Josh Noreen win one?
He was original.
Yeah.
He was year two.
Wasn't he? He was original.
Eight of us.
No. Josh Noreen came season two with Myers. We only had eight to begin with.
Was Brad Kopp one of the first in the first season?
Brad Kopp. BK.
No, it was actually John Cherick.
John Cherick.
Okay, so can we
John Cherick and Adam Perry were on the same team.
Adam Perry's shady NCAA polls, always a classic.
Sorry, Costa, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, can we recap? I'm trying to remember who. So just obviously all the awards, just so we can make a mention to everybody at all the regular season awards. So obviously Jeff won first place. I got second place. Who got most points for the season?
Me.
Oh, you did win that as well. Wow. And who had, did Medi have best record?
I don't think there's a payoff for record anymore because we do a victory points and it's set up differently.
Oh,
so
okay. Got it. Okay. My bad.
Who had the most high man points for the week?
Oh, of the whole season?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't looked at that yet. I wanted to record this podcast before I sent anything else. Looked into
was
it or sent anything out.
Was it Weitzman?
A lot of work.
Wait, most what?
Most.
What the hell's the most high man points? What the fuck does that mean?
If you want most disappointing weeks of the season, then that would be Weitzman's team.
Weitzman's team played pretty well down the stretch.
Weitzman's team?
Like 120, 130. He put up like 160, I think, the last week.
Weitzman's team was a fucking joke, okay? We all know it.
Middle class metal. He's got money for next year.
He's got money for next year, and honestly, he probably has the best keeper also. So he's coming back. So
Who's his keeper?
Yeah. Breece Hall for, like, pennies.
Actually, yeah. I think the best keeper is probably Kyren Williams for $6 next year.
Wait, is it six or did you pick him up as a free agent?
I picked him up as a free agent.
So then he's 10.
Oh shit, sucks.
Wait a minute. You're not keeping Kenny Walker?
Fuck that. That was a terrible trade on my part. I'm so stupid. Kyren Williams is better than Kenneth Walker.
Wait a minute. How much can you keep Kenneth Walker for?
Probably more than 10, I think.
I might be in the business for a keeper, so I might be wheeling and dealing.
Laporta.
Yeah, so that's my other question. So here's my question now with trading. Okay, now in the offseason, let's say I do want to trade Kenneth Walker if I don't want to keep him, right? Like, so
yeah.
I can trade with any team. The balance though still has to be within 40 for this county season, with the one way or the other. Obviously, correct.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
Makes sense. So. Rossi, you're willing to put Laporta out there?
Laporta.
Yes.
Who's Rossi's keeper? Who would be your keeper, J.R.?
His keeper? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Boca, Boca.
Did you?
Okay.
Florida or?
Picked him up, right? No one drafted him, right?
Yeah, Florida. I picked him up. First week of the season.
Okay.
Okay.
Isn't it 11? Isn't it 11?
How much? So, Jeff, wait, with all the wheeling and you made, did you?
Oh, okay.
How much money did you? Are you down money going to next year? Like, well, what's your money situation?
I think I'm down like 9 or 10 or something.
Wow, look at that, folks. Look at that.
Because I uploaded the fucking two chief douchebags that sucked.
Dude, I got that ridiculous. Ridiculous turd deal for Lamar that won you the fucking league, so.
Turd.
I was giving you a really hard time about those trades because I really felt like Mahomes were
players that were struggling and
they would. That was a bold.
It off.
And because Lamar Jackson, at the time, he was
not putting up huge numbers by
any means. He was not, in a lull. And then the end of the season,
he was not that great.
So, mad props. But yo, going
back to why they call me. That's why they call me the new Oracle.
Yeah,
I know it's fun.
Free if someone off weight $10.
Signed on.
Everyone at top of the
Okay. Cool. Well,
hey, you're fair. You're a fair commissioner. You're fair.
It should be a spicy off season.
Spicy. Yeah.
So are we gonna make some predictions? Are we going to make some predictions for the 2024 season?
Sure. What should we predict?
All right, who's going to take home the Weitzman, which is the worst draft of the season in 2024? The Weitzman, who's taking it home?
It's a hard thing to do because honestly, I think we all would have thought that Mitchell had a worse draft than Weitzman walking away from that because he drafted 3 people and then went to go eat lunch. But I understand where you're.
I'm gonna say me only because I have $160 and I'm gonna be in a Weitzman situation where I'm not gonna have a lot of money, so I might be a pussy next year.
The Weitzman. All right.
Okay, my guess is gonna be Betty. And I say that
I was gonna say Betty too.
Like a bunch of us are with less money, and the way we only have, I only have, the draft he did for you 2 years ago, which basically was the catalyst for everything the league is now with all the deals and wheeling and absurd trades that are out there. But he fucked that one up royally. But he was very plain loosey goosey with his money. And some of his draft choices were questionable, and so he's not going to have that wiggle room. Ready?
For the Weitzman.
Dum, dum, dum!
The Weitzman. The Weitzman. All right, the next category is who that is going into the draft with extra draft dollars is not going to make the playoffs.
Turpin.
Turbin, huh?
2 years in a row, it's just gonna be the Turbin Award.
Turb, Turbin. Okay. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Turbin might be on tilt from all those terrible trades that he made this season. So, yeah.
Well, he had a great draft and just bad luck with all his players. But, you know.
I'm gonna go with Fiala on that question. We'll see.
Fiala. He's got a good keeper, though, with St. Brown.
Yeah.
Turbin's forced to keep Chase because he doesn't have to keep him, I guess, but he's got to buy him back for me for a dollar. And I don't know if Chase is going to do much.
Here's a category for you. Who's going to be the comeback player of the year next year? Who had a shittier neck this year that's going to have a good playoff run next year?
Weitzman.
G&E.
I'm going to say Weitzman, too. Weitzman coming with a lot of money. It could be dangerous next year.
I think G&E have – didn't they pick up 40 draft dollars?
Yeah.
So did Weitzman. I think Weitzman, G&E – did anyone else get 40? I don't know how much Turbin got.
I know Weitzman was pretty adamant about getting his $40 as quickly as possible. I remember getting texts like, I want to be done with this. Let's make this deal.
Take my whole team. Take my whole team for $40. Weitzman, you're in last place. Why would anyone want your entire fucking team? That's why you're in last place.
Has anybody ever won back-to-back? I don't think so, right?
Back-to-back has never happened.
Never been done.
Wow. Wow.
So that brings us to our next question. Who is the favorite for next year? Who is the odds-on favorite?
I mean, it's got to be me, right?
You got to give it to Rossett right now with coming out as defending champion, but also like positioning himself for not to be in a bad spot.
It's true. You pretty much have a regular amount of money and you have a good keeper. It's true. Rossett could be the first ever to repeat.
Oh, and do I get first pick? For my division? Is that how it works?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, the big divisional pick.
Oh, man.
Can't wait.
I get to pick fucking Papa Smurf with his minus 40 draft dollars? All right, I like it.
What do you mean? We're opposite divisions. I pick you the division.
What? Can I still pick him to be in my division, though?
why do you gotta always fuck up everything? You always got to fuck it up.
You remember the way that we do our divisions now. That was my idea, by the way.
I don't know. Hey, who's gonna make a big deal about draft dollar amount and make us start over?
To bid on the player.
Wasn't that Myers? It was Myers, right?
I'm gonna go with Myers. Plotkin.
No, it was Plotkin who initiated the whole fiasco.
Who would initiate
a fiasco like that next year?
I'm gonna go with Plotkin or Weitzman. I'm gonna go with
Weitzman. Doesn't talk during the draft, and I think he was asleep for the first hour anyway.
Yes. I'm concentrating. Don't talk to me.
You know what?
Don't you guys remember how like Weitzman would never, or and when we do him on Zoom, he just put the screen on black because he was concentrating. Maybe that's his weakness. He has to do drafts live. He can't handle all the distractions. He doesn't know what
the
to commotion. Do. He has to,
all the commotion.
It takes him an hour and a half to settle into the draft before he can make a move.
Too many stimulus. His thumbs can't take all the stimuli. Yeah, that makes sense. Weitzman can't. He's got to have a very controlled environment to properly draft. He can't take it.
Oh, you know what else? You know what else we should do? Phone throughout the draft, he'll get really distracted.
Are we doing it at Myers's Lake House again? That was fun.
I don't know.
that'd be awesome.
We haven't moved that far in the process.
Did we ever come up with a penalty for last place?
No.
I was just thinking that too in the back of my head. Who was last place this year? Who was the overall last spot?
We have to decide how that's determined. Because it can either be whoever has the least amount of wins, or you can have a shit bracket
ESPN did that though. They have like a 9th place game. So yeah, you could do it that way too. I think they broke that down for us already.
Yeah. So so it has to be, that all has to be decided, but I don't know. You know, the idea was brought up, and then we decided we were going to talk about it at the draft. That obviously didn't happen. Then we threw out some ideas, but anytime someone threw an idea, two people nagged on the idea. So if you want my honest opinion, we're not all going to agree on something. So I don't see it happening.
How about last place pays for the next man dinner? Big expense.
I'm fine with that.
A lot of good ideas. How about we get rid of fucking kickers already? How about that? How about that idea?
Hey, I put that up for vote every single year.
And I love the kicker.
Never wins. But I know Costa fucking slobs in those kickers' knobs like it's his job. Ooh, let me play with the kickers. Which kicker am I going to pick up this week? Ooh.
And then when they get you -1, you get pissed off.
Yeah. We treat kickers in fantasy football like they're treated in the fucking NFL. You know what? You don't give a shit about them till they fuck up. So
I think we should add punters.
Okay. Can we draft a coach too? Let's have a coach for our team.
Like who? Like Flus?
Yeah, you get Rossi. Speaking of slobbing on knobs, Eberflus has got his dick halfway down your throat with the way you defend him.
Flus.
The Flus is loose. Aaron, did you know that he has the 4th best record in the history of the Bears to start a career in coaching?
Wow.
Okay. That's like whipped cream on shit. Like, who gives a fuck? It's not a great thing to accomplish with this terrible franchise.
And he also had the best defense out of any second-year Bears coach in history.
The best defense of any second-year.
He did improve the D. I'll give him that.
Okay.
So you add up those two statistics, and I think the math tells you that they got to extend him.
What fucking math is that?
The two statistics that I just gave you.
You add them up, and what does it equal?
Championship.
What math is there? Championship.
Championships.
You know, I could find any number of stats to prove whatever case I want to prove. You just manipulate the stats however you want. He had the 7th best, game 3 outcome of the 5 coaches in the past 7 years or whatever. You can make any stat make it sound really attractive. The thing is, he doesn't seem like a good leader. He showed lack of control in the locker room at some point. And if a head coach has lack of control, that's a bad sign, a bad prognostication. So that's where I'm coming from. I don't trust him to lead.
A bad prognosis is negative?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, the last one that's really interesting is no Bears team that has not made the playoffs has ever beaten the team that won the division before, and they beat the Lions this year, and that's the first time in the history of the Bears that's happened.
Interesting stat. In Terry Sante.
Okay.
Either way, it was going to be hard for them
What does that stat prove? So the teams that were good enough to get in the playoffs.
It doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, I see how it goes. I'm trying to make a valid point, and you just put on the fucking silencer over there.
Champion.
Don't fuck with Freddie M.
Anyway, the Bears in some fashion will fuck up this whole number one pick thing anyway. We're going to be bad next year anyway. You'll see.
No, you got to do what Smoke and Jay said. Trade down, get a couple of picks, load up.
I agree. I don't think
Fields disappointed that last game, man. I was all aboard for that, but it just looked so bad. And I mean, Green Bay's defense is not good. I mean, Tommy DeVito moved the ball against Green Bay's defense, and you can't do you can't move the ball against Green Bay's defense. I mean, come on.
I mean, has the Bears ever concentrated on building up a solid offensive line ever?
Well, they drafted that with the first round pick this year. What happened to that guy? Instead of getting the guy from Georgia with all the problems.
He went he was off the board.
No, he wasn't.
Anyway, the Bears traded down to avoid getting him.
Jalen Carter?
Yeah.
Right? That went to the Eagles? They drafted after us. But anyway.
Yeah, they didn't trade down. They just didn't take him. I'm sorry. Whatever. Anyway. I know they did trade. They traded. Yes, I'm pretty sure they traded their pick for the Eagles, but it's a moot point.
They didn't trade their pick. They just did not draft him. They skipped over him.
Got it.
No, Jalen Carter went 9, and the Bears picked 10.
They did trade up. Yeah, the Bears traded their pick. That's what I thought. AK, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah, they had the number one pick. They traded it to the Panthers, and they traded down to 10.
I don't remember the exact scenario. Anyway, the point is, there was a shitty pick. And that's they're not good with building any offensive talent whatsoever, in my opinion.
Well, they're not good at fucking drafting.
Yeah.
But how many teams have been able to build up a solid offensive line through either the draft but also through free agency, you know? Like, any team that has a solid offensive line has a chance to win the game.
So what do you guys say to Terb's point about, like, having to pay Fields all this money, you know, that really he probably doesn't deserve to get, that's going to tie up money from spending on other positions? What's your take on that?
My take is Justin Fields has shown that he has potential and he has raw talent with the correct system, can take that next step. I have no doubt about that. You have no clue what you're getting with any of those rookie quarterbacks. You have no clue.
Look at Bryce Young.
Exactly. And it's 1 year in a bad team. He had no one to throw the ball to. He didn't have protection. So, you know, everyone throws up the stat, like Peyton Manning's rookie year had more interceptions than touchdowns, and look how he turned out, you know? So, but my point is Justin Fields, in my opinion, has proved enough that he has what it takes to be a pretty good NFL quarterback. You cannot say that about anyone that you're drafting. Now, could they end up being better? 100%. But they could also be a complete bust. I'd rather be more risk averse. I'd rather take what I know already is proven on the NFL level than those guys have.
I think the Bears are going to trade down to, like, the Falcons. Falcons move up, take the quarterback because they obviously need one. And the Bears drop, and they'll have, like, the 8th and the 9th pick, and they'll take, like, a receiver and, like, a defensive end or something. And then they'll probably get, like, a bunch more picks from the Falcons.
Well, they got to get Marvin Harrison. If they're going to trade down, they got to get Marvin Harrison somehow. You're not going to get that with the 8th pick. I mean,
no.
So I mean,
no. You can get the guy from Washington, the receiver from Washington. Maybe the receiver from LSU.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know enough to know if any one of them stands out above the other. I know there's a bunch of names being floated as top wide receivers. So,
as long as they don't take Penis from Washington, that guy's fucking sucked at the game.
Penis.
No, No penis. All right. Aaron, when are you coming into town?
I don't know.
Cool. Cool. Good answer.
I've got no concrete plans right now.
Okay.
Well, this has been a great classic wrap-up pot here. You know, it might be the last one until next season, JR. How do you feel about that? Are you going to go through withdrawal?
I am sad that I can't wake up and set my lineup anymore. You know, it's a shame. But
well, I mean, you could have joined that league I sent you with your boy Kalina.
I still can, right? Doesn't the playoff?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that shit. I forgot about that. Oh yeah, it starts tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Better get on that if I want to join, huh?
Yeah. Kalina. Like right a fucking way.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking of other leagues, what about a little quick guillotine wrap up, JR?
Oh yeah. G League wrap up.
How do you feel about it? valiant effort by you. You know, at one point you were the projected favorite, but somehow cocky ass Adam, whatever was his name, Adam, ends up taking it down. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, disappointing final week. I definitely thought I had a pretty good shot there, and then my team shit the bed. McCaffrey got injured. What's his face on the Chargers? Allen didn't play. What's his face on the Browns was injured. So I got hit with the injury bug in the last week of the season. So that was no bueno.
It was still cool having two Stokey heads in the mix. You know, the final three, four.
Yeah. I feel you, man. And plus, you know, Adam had CeeDee Lamb, which bolted him to the top, and he had Kyron Williams, which was solid on the stretch as well, too. Hey, I feel you, man. I would think I was second overall in points in my other league, and I fell down to fourth because my player shat the bed. It happens. It sucks.
So are we gonna have the same people in next year? Or are you gonna switch it up a little?
So everyone who is in it right now, it automatically gets the opportunity to come back. I just think it's fair like that. So I'll send out an email sometime when we get close to football season, and it'll be a thing where like you have to reply that you want to be in. So you have to show that you're going to be active, because there's clearly other people that want in, people who denied the invitation this year, and sucks for them.
Hot commodity.
So, yeah.
You could always can't you juice it to like 20 teams and you just eliminate two teams the first couple of weeks?
I don't, you know, that website's not very customizable, so I don't think you can have less than 18. I don't think you can have more than 18. And it's not like I have the option to do any of that. So, and I'm not about to do anything off the website. I'm not doing that math.
Who was the first insider to go down this year? Was it Plotkin?
The first one?
Maybe it was Plotkin. We lasted a pretty long time. Maybe it was Mietel.
I know Mietel's team was hanging by a thread for a while, but he kept going on. It might have been Mietel. I don't know. Well, who was all in it?
Was it Grant in it too, I thought?
Oh, it might have been Grant.
Yeah.
Grant? Yeah, I think he was out early. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Grant was out within the first, I think, 3 or 4 weeks, I think.
Got it. Interesting. G League. Aaron, coming through with the G League.
Big G League. Okay, thanks, AK. Thanks, AK.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
That's what I do.
Well, good AK, it's been a... It's been a pleasure coming on all year, AK. Jeff, it's been a pleasure having you on today. Congratulations again on the championship. We're all very proud of you, buddy.
Congrats, Rossett. Well deserved, well earned.
Yes. It was quite the memorable season. I appreciate all of your support.
You can play your song as the outro if you'd like. If you want to walk away,
there you go. I was about to say that. Yeah, why don't you play your theme song to close us out, buddy? We'll see y'all next year.
Also, are you playing that on a boombox?
on my computer.
Are you holding a boo box on your shoulder, rock it out?
You know, I still got one, I think, in my house somewhere. Not sure.
Peace out, fellas. I guess we'll see y'all next year. Maybe we'll get you in a preseason preview podcast.
Oh, we'll have podcasts throughout the off season. Yeah, I'll do it on my own if you want. I'll just talk. You guys can listen. I like talking.
All right, boys. Okay. Well, pleasure as always. Good job with the pod this year. You guys definitely did a nice job.
Thanks, buddy.
You guys, y'all take care. Talk to you soon.
All right. Flute out.